From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
Prescription drug fraud scheme collapses. A pharmacist was sentenced to 2 years of probation after being convicted in a prescription drug fraud scheme in the U.S. District Court in Buffalo, New York. As a condition of his probation, he was also barred from working as a pharmacist. Patrick McQuaid, 30, pled guilty to a single count of possession of a controlled substance by fraud. He was also ordered to pay restitution of well over $7,000 to the Rite Aid Corporation, his former employer. Prosecutors accused McQuaid of creating 20 fake patient profiles and using them to write prescriptions for himself. An internal investigation found that he wrote 47 fraudulent prescriptions in order to dispense nearly 1,900 doses of alprazolam, Cialis, Phentermine, and Synjordy of different strengths. None of the doctors listed on the prescriptions had prescribed the drugs to the fake patients. McQuaid used Rite Aid's inventory system to write the fraudulent prescriptions. The company fired him in December of 2017 when his scheme was uncovered, and they also alerted the Drug Enforcement Administration. The DEA launched an investigation into McQuaid in February 2018 and discovered he was diverting Schedule 4 controlled substances for personal use at Rite Aid pharmacies across western New York. McQuaid was employed as a clinical staff pharmacist at Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center at the time of his arrest. If you are facing prescription drug fraud charges, you need an experienced defense lawyer protecting your rights. Contact Brill Legal Group to learn more.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at BrillLegal.com. That's Brill-Legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.